Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl that's all excited because she went to the federal prison in Leavenworth over the weekend, Jamie Bloom.
I didn't go to the prison.
I saw the picture. I saw the picture. You were right at the federal prison. It is really austacious, isn't it? I mean, it's like, wow, that is big. Uh-huh. And it looks like a castle, kind of.
It kind of does. And you see that tower out there in front. And it's huge. I couldn't believe how far back it went. I don't know that I'm surely at some point in my life I've driven by that, but not that I remembered. So,
well, you know, I used to go that way to the airport when I had business in Holton. So I drove by it somewhat regularly to the Kansas City airport. But, you know, it's not on the beaten path for people out our way to go to somewhere there.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very inspiring. You know, and right next door is Fort Leavenworth, which is where they train a lot of the officers for the Army, officer training area. And I rode horses on Fort Leavenworth one time.
Did you?
They have some horse trails on that. And, it's really not that far from Kansas City, but there's not a reason to go up there to it.
Yeah, it is not far. I didn't realize, honestly, how close it was to the Kansas City area.
A lot of people don't realize also Lansing, where it's a state prison, and Leavenworth, you can't hardly tell when you drive out of one into the other.
Into the other, yeah.
Right, you probably did it and didn't even know it.
Probably so, yeah.
Lansing is on the south side of Leavenworth.
Okay. It is really pretty country there around the river.
But you would have crossed the river because you were really going to Weston, Missouri.
We were going to Weston. Now,
so
we stayed in Leavenworth.
But you crossed the river right there at Leavenworth.
Yes.
Yeah, so you didn't go south at all. So you didn't go to Lansing. Right.
True, and we didn't even go home that way. We went back home through Atchison.
Okay.
Yeah, and Holton and through those towns. Mm-hmm. So. Kind of the back way to go home.
Well, nowadays with GPS is great. In the old days when there wasn't GPS, man, if you miss one little crook in the road, you're all of a sudden in Topeka.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we had a little family trip, went to explore Weston, Missouri. My brother-in-law really wanted to tour the bourbon distillery there, the Holiday Distillery. And so
do you remember the brands they make there? I can't remember. Is it McCormick?
McCormick, yes.
McCormick
is definitely one of them. Yeah. We went through the whole factory, which was really amazing. Lewis and Clark had originally discovered a limestone spring, and that's where it all started.
Oh.
Then that's why they started distilling there.
Huh.
And then it was a meat packing plant for a while, but then it went back to a distillery at one point. And we had a really great tour guide. He was young, but did such a fabulous job. And I figured the kid had worked there forever and ever. And Caleb asked him toward the end of the tour, "How long have you worked here?" "About 7 months."
Huh?
But really? But
well,
he
took pride in his work and studied.
Really did, yeah.
Sometimes you get tour guides that they are there to put in their time.
Yeah, no, he was really, really good. But we got to see everything, even got to go into the bonded Rick House, which we were kind of surprised. My brother-in-law said, "I can't believe," because it actually says right on the outside that it is a bonded building, but they only let you go in just a sliver of the end, but you can see, you know, I don't know how many barrels it said it held, but it was just a crazy amount of whiskey.
So that's what they store the whiskey barrels when they're being aged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the ethanol that comes off of it cools the air, and so it's amazing the temperature difference when you walk from the outside to the inside.
Hmm.
And then you can kind of smell the bourbon. And, and I am not a bourbon fan at all. Mm-hmm. I did try both the rye and the wheat. Mm-hmm. I tried both, looked at my husband and said, "Still don't like it." And he just laughed. But I wanted to try it because we had done that. And actually, there was a big cooking, and I think I had a Snapchat of that, and it was kind of a foamy top. And that was where they were cooking down the grain. And he had us, there were three different ones, and we could stick our hand down in and taste it. And I did. We had tasted two different ones. We tasted the one that had only been there one day, and we tasted the one that had been cooking for 3 days.
Hmm.
And it was amazing how sweet the three-day one was compared to the one day. So that was kind of fun, and we all kind of laughed about it, though. Everybody was kind of shy. It was like, really? You're going to let us stick
our hand in that?
Down in this, but, you know, it's alcohol.
Right.
So, and then I think they...
Well, I just figured it'd be hot.
It was warm. It was
okay.
Warm. Mm-hmm. You could... In fact, if you touched the outside, it was plenty cool, and then you just held your hand even over the foam on the inside, and it was real warm.
Must have been a jacket, a water jacket of some kind.
Some
so then
kind.
They couldn't scald the...
Yeah.
I have not been. I've had a number of friends that have been there. They say the town of Weston's very steep. You're always on stairs, and yeah. and there's a lot of multi-level things that, like, for instance, on the street level, you walk in, but if you walk in on the other side, you're like three or four stories high.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of on a big hill. The main drag, I would call it, the main street where all the little shops and everything are, is like that for mm-hmm. sure. One end of it is a venue that's an old, like, big barn full of antique-y, kind of a junk house type of situation where you just kind of go in and root through stuff if you want. Didn't buy anything there, but it was fun to look around. And then there's a bar that's kind of off. It's off the main street called O'Malley's. And it's real famous, and so we had to go there, and it was really cool. It's six mm-hmm. stories underground, and it's pre-Civil War.
Six-story. Well, again, it's so steep, though, that at some level you just walk out.
Right.
One level, it might be six. Okay.
But you go down quite a few stairs mm-hmm. and then down a ramp, and you get in, and it's a like a two-level. It had a stage, and it was a really neat, very cool, cold. Like down there, the temperature-wise, and... so we had to go down there for a little while, and they had some live music, and we sat, and that was a really neat experience, too. So
that's only 5 miles from the NAFB's national headquarters.
Mm, okay.
And so there's reasons for us from time to time to been in Weston, but I've never been there really as a tourist. I've been there for dinner, you leave, mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Right,
and,
yeah.
It's worth the stop, wouldn't you say?
I would definitely say it's worth the stop. We ate lunch at the Tin Kitchen that's on the main street, and really good burgers, and enjoyed that. Then we also ate at a steakhouse over in Leavenworth then one evening called the Metropolitan Steakhouse, and it's right across from the prison. So it's the little steakhouse across from the big house.
Mm.
And we kind of chuckled about that, too, and it was also really good. And then ate at where we took the family picture, we ate at... The Depot for breakfast, really good. So there's all your recommendations for those that
you didn't take,
are thinking about doing
you
it.
Didn't take your family picture in the visitation room at Leavenworth?
No, we actually talked about pulling up in front of the prison or trying to find. We didn't really scout it out to see. I mean, I'm sure there's a visitor's parking lot there that we could have parked in and taken a family picture. We were going to do that, the Blooms at the big house, but we didn't end up doing that. But
well, again, just east of it is Fort Leavenworth, and it is really very pretty because it's all officer training,
mm-hmm.
and so there's not a huge number of people,
mm-hmm.
and they literally bring officers from around the world to train there on U.S. They bring... U.S. allies there to train on the U.S. way of doing warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of international people there. So my point is, it seems to be extra crisp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just really
put
together. Nowadays, I don't know if you can even get in.
We saw the gate because the gate's right there, but we didn't try to do
it. Yeah.
We just didn't have enough time.
And you might be able
to
sign up for a tour, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think you can. I think I saw that somewhere. But
I don't know if you can do that on short notice or not.
Right. Yeah, we just didn't have enough time to do everything this weekend.
Was the Missouri River running very high, or did you cross it when in daylight hours?
We did. I didn't notice that it was terribly low. I tell you, though, when we crossed the Olsburg, between Olsburg and Randolph, we could not believe how low Tuttle Creek was. Caleb said, "This is the lowest I think I've ever seen it."
Could you see water south of the bridge?
Just a little.
Well, it gets
that way
this time of year. You know, that area is where,
really
just north of there, is where they had the big fire here.
Yeah, we kind of tried to pick that out and tried to decide where that was as we came through. But, it was a fun weekend. Lots of great stories, lots of laughs, and I guess that's what it's all about.